Jeff, we have something popping. It's off.
No, it's not. It's popping.
Oh, it's popping.
Sound like a rolling. Yeah, it stopped just then. Start back.
I'm going to get some feedback from somewhere. Yeah, it might, may not be recording good.
That's one of the concerns and complaints we're getting from people in the public, that they can't hear us.
Clothing and supplies in Jefferson County for a first 1-year renewal with Bob Parker, Inc. from July 14, 2020 to July 13, 2020. automatic. So with that in mind, Judge, it is very, very hard to try and enforce an order like that to mandate people to wear something that should be their choice and not a mandate. And I understand the COVID-19 and all the different medical issues that are going on and what people are talking about. But let's be reasonable. We have to have benefit medical reports that states that these things are necessary and that they do prevent the spread of COVID-19. There is no report out there that states that mask wearing is going to be a deterrent for preventing COVID-19. It is only a recommendation and it should be a choice. It impedes upon the constitutional right of every individual in this city, in this state, to make sure that they have a right to wear these masks and not be mandated or being forced to do so when going into restaurants, stores, or businesses. These businesses are going to suffer hard because of it, because folks are going to rebel because they feel they are being forced to do something they have a right to choose not to do. And I feel that your mandate has created a more of an issue and more of a combative nature because the way people are responding on Facebook, in public, and in the actions in the stores where one person spit into another person's face because they approached him and asked him to wear a mask. So these are the type of things that are happening right now because of that distinction. I'm not calling people want to do what's right, but I'm saying that it is a matter of a person's conscience and their own right to choose and not to be made or forced to do that. It goes against their constitutional rights. I have a right to breathe. I have a right to walk. I have a right to talk. I have a right to speak. I have a right to deny. I have a right to stand. So those are my rights. And I should not have someone to say that, well, because we have a spread, that there should be a mandate. The spread does not prove, because there are cases, it does not prove that anyone has been infected by these cases. They are still being pending. So based upon that, we need to get more medical proof and wait for results from the testing to determine what the conditions are so that you can make a more sound decision based upon how people should be viewed and how these cases should be viewed, and not to say we have a spike of 27, 28, but we're not looking at the negative that we have. And the report shows that over 4,000 negative cases versus 1,000 positive, and it goes again. So we need to look at that and base it upon that and not on just mere hearsay or mere unfounded facts. I'm just asking you to make a decision that is going to be more cohesive to all citizens and not just to a certain select few, and to the doctors who are stating that it's a good idea that you did that. Those doctors will walk around 24/7 with those masks on, and they are provided that because that's their job. But no one should be walking around 24/7 with a mask. That's not healthy. That's not healthy at all. So I just feel that it's not necessary that a person has to wear a mask 24/7, or even for the fact if they walk into the store with a mask, stuff off, take them off, because you got a brain. You go in a restaurant, you have to take them off to eat. So it doesn't make any sense. But I understand. But this is my heartfelt opinion. I'm watching everybody right now in your court. They don't have a mask on. The judge next to you didn't have a mask on. You didn't have a mask on until 3 minutes ago. And I don't think they have a mask on. So let's do this thing right. Let's do it right across the board. Don't sing out some. Don't sing out some. And you want to persecute others. No, do it across the board. Do it across the board. Let's not do this thing any kind of way. Let's do it the right way. If you say you're going to use medical information to make the decisions when the decision happens, then let's do that. But let's make sure it's found. Let's get the medical profession. at home. They've suffered enough, and the time is not to stop doing it and stop making the decisions on some other city that said we have a spice. But then that city is not as big as So it's a different situation, and it must be applied equally based upon the conditions and issues. That's all I have to say. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Is there anybody else, any other member of the public online that would like to speak?
Judge, I'm going to bring a couple of things to the court's attention. I think one is very important, and we have not talked about it enough, and that's the census, 2020 census. This is very important for our region. It's very important for Jefferson County because of money that we receive from the federal government. And please, since you are, most people are home and things of that nature, we need to make sure you fill out those census forms. I think it's a month left, and it's very, very important. The second thing I wanted to bring, Ms. Gidrick, is a good interview yesterday, but question. I know you guys are giving out masks for people to go in, but I read in the paper they said it wasn't mandated. And for the elderly people that's working those polls and for people in general, with this virus as strong as it is in Jefferson County, how is that so?
Thank you, Commissioner. The directive that we got from the Secretary of State office tells us that we cannot mandate anyone to wear a mask to a polling location. We cannot deny them the vote to write because they don't have a mask on. So what we've done, we have posted signs at all our voting locations for early voting, and we'll do the same for the election day, to please wear a mask. We have them available. We have the students that's handing the mask out and sanitizer at the door. So far, I can say I checked with the students yesterday afternoon. No one has refused to wear a mask inside the polling location to this day.
Okay. And on election day also, Ms. Gidra, you will be required to wear a mask into the court, the Southern Courthouse, whether you want to vote or not.
Right. Well, that's the thing about
that's on the election part.
You can ask them to. You cannot require them to, or you'll get him in the voting rights act.
Well, my deal is they're required to come into the courthouse.
The courthouse, right.
They won't take it off to go home.
But if they take it off once they get to the poll part of it, then we can't control that.
And I want to go on the record. I'm compelled to say that I totally agree with you, Judge, on the mask order. I think you're trying to prevent something going even further where we have another shutdown. I think it took courage, and I know you've been beat up pretty bad on the web. I put a little statement, got beat up pretty good, and I challenged a couple of people to come by the office and talk to me about it. But I support you. If we need documentation, I have family members that's in ICU right now with COVID. One in Bryan and one in Brim. So I totally support you. I want to go on the record. I support that you, and if it has to go even further, I want to support you on that. I know it was your decision, and you didn't talk to the court about it because it's your decision to make it. I want to go on the record and say I totally support the mass order. Thank you.
One last thing, and I'll ditto that, Judge, because there is a tremendous number of people in my church that is down right now. So I'm coming from some elderly. I have two individuals in this community that was pillars of this community. One of them is Franklin Wesley. He taught school for 50 years with my coach, like a father figure. His daughter brought him to Dallas. They couldn't visit him. He passed away, and another one passed away. They test him. We don't know for sure, but it's almost positive from what I've been told. So it's about making sure we save lives and make sure we keep our community strong. The last one I have is in reference to voter registration. I want to make sure that we give the cards for registration out, because I've gotten several calls saying we're limiting cards, and I don't think that's true, because I know the court hadn't limited cards, and I know that comes out of the tax assessor's collector's office. I want to make sure that we're giving cards to people to register. I want to make sure that, because it's important. I've been asked by a group of young people. I've been asked by some different people in my church. And I want to make sure that everyone knows it. The court does not limit any cards, period. I want to make sure we dispel that, so it's not a question that the court have anything to do with that. That's it, Judge.
Yeah, I'd just like to also comment, for clarification purposes, your most recent order, would you briefly speak on behalf of that, of what that order curtailed? Because I understand the gentleman who just spoke said 24/7. I've never seen anything like that. He said you have to have a match on 24/7. So
no,
if you don't mind clarifying that, please.
It only requires that individuals
they could receive, and that was five, if what was told to me. And they said, did the court do that? And I said, no, the court has nothing to do with it. Those are printed by the state, and you can have as many as you want to go out and register people. That is the law.
Right, and everyone has the ability to get directly from the Secretary of State if there was a chance that we didn't have enough or we were low on them. We do make sure that we have them all the time, but if you have somebody that comes in every single day and is asking for 100 at a time or whatever, we've got to make sure that we have enough for everybody. And so there's always the opportunity for you to get them from the Secretary of State if you're asking for a large number that we don't have.
I don't think that's fair, Miss Allison. I think that we should collect the number we need. I think we should have them on hand. I was told that this is the first time this has happened, and I wanted to make sure I put it on record that this court did not and had not ever had it come before us in any form. That was my point, period. Okay?
Well, anybody that comes in and asks for